Hey there, you're listening to a new episode of the Darius Faru Show. It's been a while. Again, how are you? How are you doing? How are you on your commute? How are you on your vacation? As I'm recording this, it's August. So you might be on vacation. How are you during your workout? How are you during your run? It's been a while. I've used these words. Because, to be honest, I don't even know when I recorded my last podcast. And a lot of people probably forgot about this podcast. But I was checking last week or something. There are still quite a few people subscribed. But, I wouldn't be surprised that a lot of people don't tune in. Because I haven't been consistent with this podcast. And the reason is that I was writing a book. You probably know this if you follow my blog. For the past 2 years, maybe more. When did I start? I think 21. Yeah, like two and a half years. I've been working on this new book called The Stoic Path to Wealth. And for the first time, I went with a traditional publisher. And it's been an interesting process. And also, I took a lot of time writing the book and doing research and editing as well. We did like 3 or 4 rounds of editing. Or at least, I did 2 rounds myself. And then we did 2 rounds with the publisher. And it was a great process, and I learned a lot, and I really spent a lot of time making the best book that I could, but also the best book that I have ever written, and also the best book on this topic. So I'm quite excited about that. But like one of the things that I often write about on my website and on in my previous books is that I always do one big thing at a time. And because this was my big thing for 2 years, I really didn't focus on other new things or things that require a lot of energy, like doing or recording a new course or doing weekly YouTube videos or recording a weekly podcast, stuff like that. I haven't done because I really wanted to prioritize the book. And also, it's funny because a lot of people, they give advice on the internet and then you look at their actions and you can see that they're not following their own advice. I'm not like that. It's like if I tell people to focus on one thing, I'm going to do it myself as well because I think it's good. It's a good strategy. So I recommend it to others and I do it too. So, I haven't been consistent with my podcast and YouTube videos. And this episode that I'm recording is specifically for the podcast because I also sometimes post. Well, I did this in the past, and I'm planning to do this again, where I record a video and then post the audio on the podcast as well, particularly if it makes sense as audio only. But this episode I'm recording particularly for the podcast with my new mic. I bought a new mic. Shure MV7 for the folks who are into audio and podcasts, etc. It's an interesting mic because it's very versatile and also it's a plug and play. It comes with an app that I don't have to think about any audio settings, which makes it a lot easier. Plus, there is a I bought an additional lightning cable for Apple. So basically, I'm recording this on my phone now, which makes it even easier. So I'm recording this in my office, but I didn't bring my laptop today because I came here to work out and go cycling. And I just came back from a bike ride and I thought to myself, okay, I can now just record. I had an idea to do this. So, and I always have my phone with me and my microphone is here. So I just hooked it up on my phone and now I'm recording and I'm talking to you, which is pretty cool. So I have this whole new setup in my office where I just can plug and play my, or just basically bring my laptop, and I have my lighting, my microphone, everything is set on my desk, and I have wheels on it, and so I can, you know, basically move it around the office, and I'm recording my new videos on my iPhone. So basically in the past I used like a big DSLR and I sold that device, and now I'm just recording on my iPhone because the quality is so good. So it's a great setup that is also very simple, which makes it easy for me to record. But anyway, going back to the one thing, I've been really applying that in my life and it has worked well. I feel like I've written the best book that I've that I could write and that I also have ever written. And now I'm back to basically the normal routine where I create content for my blog, which has always been a priority. I never stopped doing that because that's like the core of what I do. And then everything else is a bonus, like social media, podcast, YouTube videos, interviews, anything else that you can think of. And then also obviously going back to running my courses, updating them, etc., doing all of the things that I would do in the past until I come up with another big project, because I really enjoy having that type of focus. And that's something that I always recommend to people as well. If you have like a big project that takes a lot of time and energy and you have to learn new skills and you can really immerse yourself into it, it will really give you a lot of focus and energy and clarity, and you'll never be bored. So that's really a good thing about it as well. So that's why I love that advice. And I've been doing this now for 8 years, and I'm really happy that I've always followed my own advice, because it's very simple to say something and then just forget about it. And in fact, another thing that I started as I finished the book, and it was supposed to come out, like my new book was supposed to come out in February, and then the publisher said, well, yeah, we have some other books coming out and we want to spread them out. Your book will come out in July next year. I'm like, all right, change of plans. No problem, because I'm used to that kind of stuff. And for me, it's very easy to adjust. So basically, I move back to focus on what I control, which is my own business. And I start basically thinking about my launch calendar for the next 6 months, where I'll launch my courses like Procrastinate Zero, Effective Writing, Digital Business School, plan to update those courses and then, you know, run them again. And also another thing that I had on my list for a very long time was to record the audiobook for my best-selling book, Do It Today. And it's funny because that book is about overcoming procrastination and improving your productivity. And I procrastinated on that audiobook for 5 years because the book came out 2018. I'm recording this in 2023, almost exactly 5 years later. Still didn't publish that audiobook, but I'll probably dedicate like a whole episode to that, because it's an interesting story and also something that I learned a lot from. But I'm recording it right now, actually. I'm about halfway through the book, and I'll publish that very soon, and obviously self-publish that also because I own the rights. But yeah, that's also been a very interesting experience. So basically now that I've wrapped up the book, which has been, you know, such a big project in my life, I'm starting to work on other things. And podcast is one of the things that I, you know, did quite consistently, I think, when I started in 2016. And back then there was not a lot of competition, right? So I had, you know, a lot of listeners who tuned in every single week. And then I start to focus on some other things, like, you know, creating a new big course. I can't remember exactly when I started, I stopped doing the consistent podcasting. But now that I have wrapped up this book, I'm planning to do a little bit more video and audio content. So I'll be publishing the new content also on the podcast and also on my YouTube channel. So I'll post the audio stuff. And the one thing that I want to share with you, and this is my main takeaway from, you know, one of, like, I've learned a lot over the last few years, but one of the things that I've learned and that's very helpful is that if you make things so simple that you don't have to expend a lot of energy, it will be a lot easier to do. And it's a very simple idea, but it truly works. So what is it that you want to do currently in your life, whether it's starting a business, losing weight, getting in better shape, traveling, buying a new house? Think about how you can make that process so simple that it'll be very easy for you. So the example that I gave you earlier about creating my setup with, you know, recording on my phone and making it so simple and having my lighting and everything set up in my desk, but the only thing I have to do is sit down and press record. So I make it so simple. And in addition, the another priority that, or another basically a goal that I have, is that I am going to record all of my video and all of my audio in one take, because I really hate video and audio editing. I honestly can't stand it. So how can I deal with that? A lot of people say hire an editor. That's what most people initially think of. And it makes sense. But as you know, our first idea is not always the best idea. So if I spend a little bit more time thinking about it, I think, oh, do I want to hire someone, deal with that and communicate and first spend a lot of time talking about what I want, and then always spending time of how, like, because if you hire someone, you have to make sure that person has work. So I'll have a lot of pressure on me to create the videos, which, okay, I want to do videos and audio and podcasts. But still, I don't like that type of pressure. And two, I have to give instructions. So that costs me time and energy too, in managing the person, etc. So start thinking about it a little bit more. And then I realize, oh, okay, is there another way for me to do it? Yeah, set up your camera and audio and lighting and everything in a way that you don't have to think about technical things. Oh, is there a mic that helps me to do that? Yeah. Or is there a camera that helps me to do that? Yeah, it was basically your iPhone. And then what can I do in terms of content if I don't want to do a lot of editing and cool stuff like all of the flashy YouTube channels? Oh, just sit and talk about something that's valuable. Okay, I can do that. Just that helps me to force, or that forces me to focus on my message. And that is, for me, the most important thing, because why are you listening, right? The goal is, I'm here. My promise is that if you listen or watch or read, I'm going to give you some ideas and inspiration, right? So I'm going to focus on doing that the best way that I can. And if I focus on that, I can make the message a lot better instead of making the video or the audio look good or sound good. You know what I mean? So that's the thinking that I have when it comes to this podcast. And you can apply this line of thinking to any area of your life. You can do that with exercise, starting a business, buying a house, traveling, moving countries, you name it, right? Make it so simple that it will become easy for you. All right, that's all. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you are doing well. And as always, you know, like last time, I remember last time I recorded, I was like, yeah, catch you in the next episode. And that's like 1 or 2 years later. This time I hope to catch you in the next episode next week. So as always, take care.